أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. We are still in the translation and explanation of Ayatul Kursi. In the previous various aspects and parts of the ayat of Ayatul Kursi, Allah explained His great Qudrat, that it is only He is the ever-living and keeps others alive. No sleep overtakes Him, no tiredness. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth only belongs to Him. Nobody can intercede by Him, but by His permission, His awe and His greatness is very great. His knowledge is such that everything He knows, what is in front, behind, and nobody can encompass even one bit of His knowledge. Only that, how much Allah gives any person, so much he will know. The next is, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Gunjaish hai, uski kursi mein tamam asmano aur zameen ko. That the kursi, the chair of Allah Ta'ala, encompasses the whole, all the skies and the earth. There is the kursi, this ayat is known as Ayatul Kursi, the throne of Allah. And then the arsh of Allah is separate. That also is there. And as the Kaaba is here for us to make tawaf, and we face the Kaaba, the arsh is in the heavens for the malaika. They also make their namaz facing the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and they make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. However, the kursi of Allah Ta'ala, that is such that it encompasses the whole, all the heavens and all and the earth. All the heavens, how big they are. The earth is very, very small. Compared just to the sun alone, the earth is just one dot. And then the sun, compared to all the other creation of Allah, though it is so big compared to the earth, but compared to the rest of the creation, it is also extremely small. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ra'isul Mufassirin, the king of the Mufassirin, say that this dunya, as far as, and the creation of Allah, all the creation of Allah, compared to Allah Ta'ala's kursi, His chair, is such that, like you have a shield maybe about 1 meter by 1 square meter, or 1 meter by 1/2 meter, 3/4 meter. And in there, you just put a few coins, a few cent pieces. What is the comparison of those few cents in size compared to the whole shield? Like that, the whole creation of Allah Ta'ala is with regard to the kursi, the chair of Allah Ta'ala. This is the administration of Allah Ta'ala to show that everything is fully in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So on our body, every hair, on the trees of the world, every leaf, and of the oceans, every drop, Allah Ta'ala is in fully Allah's control. As far as the knowledge of it is concerned, what we don't know about ourselves, what the leaf doesn't know about itself, and from where it came, when it came on the tree, how long it will be on the tree, what will happen to it when it falls from the tree, will some animals eat it, or will it be collected and thrown away in the dustbins, etc. That leaf doesn't know, Allah knows everything. And it is fully in the control of Allah. And all this is for us to understand the great control of Allah and how Allah controls us. And that we don't think we know lot, and that we are somebody great and big. The more a person recognizes Allah, and through Ayatul Kursi, other ayat of Allah, the whole Quran Sharif, where Allah has introduced Himself, the more he recognizes Allah, the greatness of Allah, the more he realizes how insignificant he is. That he is absolutely nothing. There is absolutely no room for any pride in a person to think I'm somebody. And that reality has to come into a person. When he realizes how small, how insignificant he is, then he is loved by Allah Ta'ala. And as long as he thinks I'm ana, it's me and no one else, I'm a big shot, everything is in my control, that person is greatly disliked by Allah Ta'ala. The more humbleness, man tawaza'a lillah, a person who humbles himself and for Allah's sake, then Allah makes that person big and great. Woman takabbara, and a person who has pride, even a little bit, Allah drops that person and lowers that person. So we should understand that the kursi of Allah Ta'ala, then these are two different things, the kursi and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, they are two separate things. And according to the ulama of the muqaddimeen, the first ulama of the ummah, they should regard this in the literal meaning that the kursi, there is a chair of Allah and there is the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. The latter ulama explained that this is all the tajalliyat of Allah. That is like the nur of Allah, which Allah focuses on anyone. Allah focuses hidayat on somebody, that person gets hidayat. If Allah focuses misguidance on somebody, that person becomes misguided. So these are the places of the focus of Allah. The chair also has got its separate purpose, and the latter ulama say there is no chair and there is no one sitting on the chair. Allah is everywhere all the time. And the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, the throne of Allah also, it shows the great, great power and the great control of Allah Ta'ala, that He is in charge of everything and nothing whatsoever is out of the control of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So the sum total of this is that we understand when Allah's kursi and His arsh are so great, then He Himself is so great. At one time there was no arsh also, there was no kursi also. It was only Allah Ta'ala all the time. And a time will come when Allah, kullu shayin halikun illa wajhu. Everything, kullu shayin, Allah will destroy it again. There will be absolutely nothing, only Allah will be there. Then Allah Ta'ala will recreate and put everything back again. Then things will come back into the existence. So in short, it's only Allah. La ilaha illa hu. That it is only Allah Ta'ala. And in huwa, la ilaha illa huwa. But we just make it short, who? La ilaha illa hu. That there is nothing whatsoever, that even the la goes out and everything goes out. It is only Allah, one Allah. And that reality has to come in our lives. We focus only on Allah. Not my shop does for me, not my wife cooks for me, not my children look after me. It's one Allah. He does everything. No medicine, no hospitals, no, nothing helps me. It's one Allah. That reality has to come into us, and that has got great value. How much a person realizes that, believes in that, that is his position by Allah Ta'ala. Amal come afterwards, but this aqidah and aqidah of tawheed, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi started his kitab with ikhlas, innamal amalu bin niyyat, and he ended it with the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to remember Allah, to bring this reality, and that remembrance of Allah has to bring kayfiyat ihsani. That is, that when we making Allah's ibadat, as though we are seeing Allah. And we have to reach that level, that not only ibadat, but even out of ibadat, while we are walking, lying on the bed, eating, we are just thinking of Allah. And a person, when he gets that reality, so it won't be anything difficult or like boring, it will be the greatest joy. More joy than anything and everything put together. The thoughts of Allah are much more enjoyable. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand Ayatul Kursi, bring its meanings into our lives, our aqidahs, our beliefs properly according to Ayatul Kursi and the great power of Ayatul Kursi, then Allah blesses us with that also. And that person then, when he has got Ayatul Kursi in his life, he's got a great, great treasure in him. Like for example, the president sits on his throne. If you have control of the throne, the president, so to say, is under you. Like we know that family of India who control the president of South Africa, and what havoc they caused here, because the president was in their hands. So if we, so to say, we have that contact with Allah, and we become Allah's, and then Allah will do everything for us. Allah give us tawfiq to understand what treasures we have got, and not to be unmindful, to know them and to use them in the correct way. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.